shouldn't be walking in hearing this. You want to bring glasses? I'm cool.
Just make sure I take it home with me.
Is that open?
We can open it if you want. Come on, I'm game.
Nice.
You're driving.
I'm driving, yeah. My car's driving. I'm sleeping. Samachai.
Yeah, we tried getting through yesterday, but we didn't.
What was yesterday? What was that yesterday? Yeah. Rapsipa was there yesterday.
Sorry, 2 days ago. We started talking about the Shir and Sneas.
Correct. Okay, let's try and stay on the track here. Just maybe let's start from the beginning here, because this is a good summary of what we've done up to now. We've seen it a few times, but Chazara is definitely the key to successful Musa. The goal of giving us, there's a tendency to switch off when we hear this. We've heard it so many times, eh? It's like this resistance to, there's this one of his swarim. I didn't realize it was one of our swarim. You can dwell there. Okay, speaking of you. No, they aren't. Okay.
There's extras.
Are they in the office? Do you still have?
No, there's no more. There's no more tokens.
No. We have to give him back to give a share.
And subscribe.
Somebody, every time he comes back, he comes with a new one. I'm trying to still learn the first one. He's up to number 4, I think.
I think you should tell him to bring the English ones also.
Yeah. Great, the English one. I can't use it. I can't learn that. After you've learned the Hebrew, the English is like, it's like reading a book. It's like, it doesn't go in. So, anyway. Alright, so we'll read through this again, even though no one's listening. I'm going to order for Kosh Baruch Hu to give us the eternal, infinite good. Yatsa Bayaila Mareches Muflush or Keshi Yechoidi Bainainu Lebainoi. Because Baruch Hu created this awesome system of connection between him and us. Who also is Atzmoy Kriyachu Tolubanu. He made him, so to speak, dependent on us. Haina Moima Relainu Vitolu Bamasainu Litovera. The world is dependent on us and it hangs on our deeds one way or the other. Those void, who also are Tanu Domim Lo, he made us similar to him. Just like he builds and destroys worlds, we are able to build and destroy worlds. Everything's given in our hands. The Nefesh HaChaim says is pshat. The life of the world was given to us. The life of the world, the Olamos, the higher world, their life force, their neshama is us. It's given to us. We are the life force of the world. That's what it means. If we do what we're supposed to do, what's incumbent of us, we bring the world to its tachlis and its shleimus. If not, we destroy the world. Every good and obligatory thing that a Jew does, whatever person refrains from doing a negative action, he gives to a Kodesh Baruch Hu an enormous giving. Yeah? I put on Twitter and I'm giving Hashem something. What am I giving him? He needs my mitzvahs. I didn't steal today. So, Hashem, wow, look what I gave you. You owe me, man. Look what I gave you. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. What's he saying? We've given him the ability
to give
us. Therefore it comes out that every desire and chukka, yearning of a Kosh Baruch Hu in the Bris of the Olam is to do good. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gave into our hands the conduct of the world so that we should decide if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to fulfill the purpose of the world or not. means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for a purpose. We decide whether he's going to fulfill his purpose or not. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened a business, and we decide whether the business is going to be a successful business or not. Why? Because he started the business in order to give us good. But you can only give a guy good, real good, if you earned it. So if you don't earn it, he can't give the good. He's not going to give second-rate good. He's going to give ultimate good. So only we can determine whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill the purpose of creation or not. It's a big responsibility. Anybody else need anything more today to think about? Let's have to think about four.
But it's made even harder with the fact that the Jewish people have got Goyim on their backs, pushing them away from what they're supposed to be doing.
Of course it's made harder, because if it was easy, then you would be eating the bread of shame, and then you wouldn't be getting the ultimate good, because the ultimate good is only if you earned it. Therefore, it's dafka made hard.
Are we talking here on a klal level or a prat level or both?
Excellent question. For now, we're speaking just very generally. Very generally. But you can answer the question yourself. What's the chapter heading? What was the chapter before this one?
Hambanim?
Let's just look at the chapters. Miani. Bishvilimiva, Oilam.
This one is a temba.
Bonima Temla, Shemelokecha, you're not a child.
But then it's hard to say that me, I personally, can decide if the whole story that Hashem set up, I can decide whether that's a success or not.
Yeah, because if you choose not to be an Oisi, the Sefer Torah, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Yeah, that's a big responsibility. Anna. We'll plug that in later. We'll get there. By the way, when we get right to the end of the Sefer, which we did once before, the last chapter.
I'm missing all that.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, we never got to do the last chapter. Because it's too hard for us to understand. Right at the end, yeah, he discusses the concept of. It's the last chapters. Where he discusses that famous sugya that we often refer to, which drives people nuts. Everyone wants to be driven nuts. The sugya of Hanhagas Hayichud and Hanhagas Chava Oynish. So the Rambam discusses, Arizal discusses, that there's two different marechets in the world. There's the marechet of Chava Oynish, where if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then yeah, you're stopping Hashem from fulfilling the purpose of creation, and it's a chuva, and it's all over. And then there's Hanhagas Hayichud, where in Hashem's Yichud, everything's turning out the way it's supposed to. We have no way of understanding that concept, but that's part of what you're dealing with here. So that's where your kash is going, is to understand that sugya. Because you're right. I mean, the question is broader. The question is like this: how can I stop Hashem from doing His purpose? Hashem's a good businessman, right? So he starts a business. Yeah. If Hashem starts a business, you've got to be 100% sure the business is going to be matzliach. Otherwise, he wouldn't have started it. Get it? So you say, yeah, well, he started the business because at least one or two guys are going to make it. So then just create one or two guys. If my main, I'm never going to be able to get the good, because Hashem knows before that I'm not going to get the job done, so then why waste your time? Yeah, the question is a bit more stronger now. Just create the world for Moshe Rabbeinu and a few people that are actually going to make it. The Yeshuas and the Kalebs and the 1 in 600,000 that make it. Well, you need to show him just to keep the tzaddikim, you know, the chira. So I'm just working for the sotan. I work for the sotan. I'm going to make sure that you have the chira. Wow, that's not a nice place to be. There are people in the world like that. No, there's certain people in the world. Tesla discusses. There's certain people in the world that are, yeah, they work for the sotan. You look at them and you say, wow, yeah, wow. You know, if you work hard, you make bucks. Therefore, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to be a millionaire. I want the good life. So he works for the Satan. He was what got you. Yeah, there are people like that in the world. We don't judge who's who, by the way. There's some big tzaddikim that work hard and make bucks as well. And they're not working for the Satan. I don't know. I'm just. Yeah. So fine. So I'm sort of some. I'm there to maintain the chir in the world, yeah? So I work for the Satan. But that's kind of icky. I don't want that job. I want to be part of Kali Yisrael, but I'm not going to do it. So. So we have to say that there's two different anhagas going on here. We don't understand it because, like in a lot of things, we don't have access to the information we need. We understand anhagas chava enish. Yeah? You do this, you get it right. You don't do this, you don't get it right. You do what you're supposed to do, there's light comes into the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the world, and you enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to you. You don't, you prevent Hashem from giving you, and you're not allowing Him to fulfill the purpose of creation. Ah, what about He is, and therefore the creation was worth? Yeah, but that's not a cheshbon. The same way as if I'm Yochid, Ben Yochid Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then since so you've been Yochid Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Nastira. Same thing, yeah, that's Nastira. We've got to focus on ourselves and look at how I can connect. See, in philosophy, we can discuss this further. Yeah, but in Musa, how do you discuss this further? Musa is never about you, it's always about me. You know what I'm saying? In order to understand what the Torah is telling me, in order to absorb the MS, I need to understand the MS. Therefore, I may have to get into philosophy to understand the Sugya properly. You can't learn Musa and absorb something that's not correct. You have to absorb what's correct. So therefore you might get into philosophy to understand Shakya properly. But that's not the Ikka. The Ikka is to understand that this is about me. Philosophically, how does that work? That it's me and there's another Marechet and there's... Good, that's all nice. But right now, I just need to know that I am able to prevent Hashem from giving me. And therefore, the Tachlis of the Bria, because I am the Tachlis of the Bria at the end of the day, because I'm Yah, so therefore you see that I was created. And I was created for a purpose. Therefore, my purpose is never going to be fulfilled. I mean, the reason why I was created is never going to be fulfilled. I'm preventing Hashem from fulfilling His. Anybody understand what I just said? Not a clue, huh?
I lost you.
So you explain to me what I said, and I'll explain. Someone explain to me what I just said, and I'll explain it to you one day. I don't understand what I just said, so. But I deflected the question well.
You're a lawyer.
No, I'm not. Ibn Yani. Chas v'chalila. Oi! When the sailors asked Yonah Navi, who are you? He said, Ivri ani ves Hashem elokecha tiru. He didn't say I'm a lawyer.
No, just in deflecting the question.
No. Understand what I said. I'm trying to. How this works on a cosmic level, at the macrocosmic level, I don't know. We'll never know that. We don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonis takes into account you and me and my needs and your needs, and they seem to be in conflict, and yet we don't understand it. We don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's able to run a world on two completely, totally contradicting my records, but to Him there's no still at all, because we don't understand infinite. What we're able to understand, okay, is that I'm responsible for what I'm responsible for. And if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then a big part of Hashem's purpose is not going to happen.
But no, it really is happening.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not, as far as you're concerned, right. It's not going to happen, because you stopped Hashem giving you the ultimate good. And that's the only reason why you're here. You're here to earn Hashem. That's why He created you. And if you don't do that, then he basically wasted His time creating you. We're not even talking about Tshuva here. We're not even bringing in how Schav or Enish actually brings on to Tshuva. We'll get there. How suffering works, all these subjects are going
to
be discussed.
If Hashem was only going to create those people who were able to be successful,
and the others that they needed in order to have Bechira, yeah.
A step before. If He was only going to create the people who were going to be successful, then there would not be Bechira, because then everyone who was created would have to be successful.
That's the question of Hashem's foreknowledge and Bechira. Hashem can know what's going to happen and slay Bechira, and you can slay Bechira. Hashem looks at the world, right?
Yeah.
And He looks into the future and He says, Potash is going to make it. So I want a successful business. So create Potash. Potash slays Bechira. How? That's the question of how do you have foreknowledge and Bechira, which we're not going to.
Isn't that kind of what we say?
Whatever that means. Because the next line of the Rambam is Va'ilu Ein La'in Lem Chelik Lo Lamaba. So okay, so you have to go learn that Rambam again. Okay, that's not our subject now. Yeah, okay, good. I'm saying for the purposes of this class, the deflection the Yetzirah uses is to settle it into philosophy. because it prevents me from actually taking a good, hard, responsible look at myself. That's the problem. That's what I was trying to avoid here.
So if it's going to happen anyway, then I don't need to really do anything.
Or just to even better is say, but like, hold on a second, but how does this work? Because what about me? And then, and how's it going to work for him? And then once we say him, then we add a me, and then we're
right.
Every Musa Seder is about looking in a sefer and thinking how wonderful this would be if he would just understand this. I must show this to every Musa Seder is like that. No? He said it as well
in the Shia. He said that Shmooze is, you have a duck.
Right.
Yeah.
Pass on the potato. Pass on the potato.
Give it to somebody else. Or it's somebody. Like, ah.
Got rid of that one.
I was happy. He heard that.
Yeah. Boch Hashem, he was glad to hear what the Rav said. Wow, he really needed to hear that. Yeah. I open up a Musa Seder. I never think about my friends as much as I do with Musa Seder. So that's the danger when you're learning this, is to get caught up in the philosophy of how this works on the macrocosmic picture, because in the macrocosm I kind of like, I'm not there. Problem is we're in the sugya of Bishvili Nivra Olam. It doesn't say Bishvil Chem, it says Bishvili. So it's trying to focus you back on yourself, and that's where the resistance is, and that's where the avoid is. In order to sense, in order to feel these words just a little bit, because they're very sensitive. Adini ma'od. These are very, very sensitive, very subtle words. Asapa uvde manyanet. I'll tell you a happening story, amazing story. Uzmano hishtatafti, I participated in a seminarim shenachu levale tshuva. It was a big seminar, man, at Tauba. He was involved in one of the seminars that they do for Bale Tshuva. On El Shabbos, La'acha Nispa Hartzot. On El Shabbos, after quite a few people had spoken, there had been quite a few speeches. Mshachti ledaber in Tzir, I carried on speaking to a young man, Shebetziroso, Ha'isulo Sheiches Liyadut. In his youth, in his early years, he had some shaykhs to Yiddishkeit. Ulam hu natash va'azav sakol. He let go and he left Yiddishkeit completely. Dropped out, went off the derech, whatever you want to say happened to him. I don't know if you go off the derech if you went on it, but okay. That's. But Nasev lekach hayu lo tzoros rabos b'chayev. Further than this, he had enormous suffering in his life. Hu agia ad hedyeite. His chatuna mamash.
Achtoina mamash.
He got to the lowest level of hadyota, whatever. Rock bottom. Yishavnu v'sachachnu al imrana imuna v'mitzvahs. I sat and spoke about imuna and mitzvahs. The pata be'emtza sichoseinu hu mevakesh es slichosi. In the middle, he asked for forgiveness. He wanted to go outside for a few moments. Did it happen to you? It happened to me at the Yontif table once. Go to outside for a few minutes. In the middle of the Suda. You need a cigarette, no? Shalti atayla, eichan olech, b'shach kom uchei et b'layla. Where are you going in the middle of the night? V'yoreishi lo, ki ein lo et ha'oiz v'achutz b'lashan b'pnei lel ha'shabbos. He said, I don't have the chutzpah to smoke in front of you on the Shabbos. Achu chayev lashan. L'chayinu reitze l'tzet lashan l'kamar goyim. He's going to suffer cigarettes. He's going to have a chutzpah to it. On Shabbos, whatever it is. Smoke in front of you, but he's going to suffer a cigarette. Lo yadati ma lasot. I don't know what to do. His chavtati ma'od. Know what that means. His chavtati.
Tavach, no.
Something like
I was very confused.
Yeah, maybe. Or dealed. If I tell him, what do you mean? You're going to smoke? You get punished? You lose the guy completely. He knows this. He was full. You're not gonna have Ashmoni because you're gonna just push him away. You're gonna tell him something he knows. Mitzad sheni, ech uchel lishtok lenochoy chilul Shabbos. Betzah shchina otzum anoitze kishiyudi mashen b'Shabbos. On the other hand, how do I keep quiet in the face of the tzar shchina when there's a Jew smoking on Shabbos? How do you just keep quiet? You see a Jew about to smoke on Shabbos, you keep quiet. V'nakosh bochu la'ir esayna. Kosh bochu open my eyes. And I asked the Bocher like this. Imagine for a moment that a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to you now and says, please can I have a cigarette? It happens sometimes, right? You find sometimes a guy doesn't have a cigarette, say, ask his friend for a cigarette. It's usually the same guy. There's one guy that has a cigarette, so he's the guy, you know, he's asked, please can I have a cigarette, yeah? I'm not going to know. Would you give it to him? Hashem calls you to give him a cigarette. You give him a cigarette. Can I don't. I'm shocked to show. I feel my eat is this. What is this? Your lost cigarette. No one ever gives away his lost cigarette. Huh? Kids can have a cigarette. What's the excuse? No. It's my last one. Huh? So standard, well-known discussion. This. Smoked for 30 years. I know all these stories. Can of course I give it to him. And you see a day should say if I know that Hashem needs it. And you ask me for a cigarette, I'll give it to him. I see the tello, I see the khabit no kach. And I'll be very honored. Hashem asked me for my last cigarette, of course I'll give it to him. Pnei Shuva Matilo, Dalacha, ki bakach shelo tashen achshav. But not smoking now. Ata noisen lo, harbe yato mi cigari achas. Giving Hashem a lot more than one cigarette. Haima ata maskim le tek lo etze, are you prepared to give it to him? Kwei shiv lo, im ze nachon, vata retzini, ani mukhan. If it's true and your mama is serious what you're saying, but I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to make a shwer of Tabasin. That's what I'm saying is true. Kach hitchilu shmir Shabbos harishon eshlo. So keeping Shabbos. You might have a cigarette on Shabbos. If Hashem asks you for the cigarette, will you give it to him? Could you give it to him? No, so give it to him now. He doesn't want you to smoke. He wants the cigarette. He doesn't want you to smoke. Did you mention him a sefer or not?
Huh?
What's wrong? Once. You can't stand with Rav Shimshon David smoking.
Right.
Rav Shimshon, you have to hear Rav Shimshon tell you the story. And Rav Taba tells the story, it's one thing, but you have to hear Rav Shimshon tell you. He tells one of his students, tells Rav Taba once caught Rav Pinchas smoking. He used to smoke now and again. So he said to him, he said, ah! He said, you're such a tzaddik. You do so much for Kodesh Baruch Hu. You deserve it. You deserve a cigarette. He said, what do you mean? He said, look, food, you don't have to deserve it. If you don't eat, you're not going to live. You're not going to be able to serve Hashem. So Hashem's going to give you food. I don't know if you deserve it or not. But a cigarette's an enjoyment. It's a pleasure that you don't really need. So if Hashem gives you a cigarette, it must be because you're a tzaddik. So Pinchas said, bah! So I threw the cigarette on the floor. So I couldn't smoke the cigarette after. They killed my cigarette. So, give a present. Who's asking you for the cigarette now? Kill the cigarette. You deserve it. You're a tzaddik. You deserve it. Yeah, going to stop smoking it. Okay. That's a kedus itzah, by the way. This is a kedus itzah. You prepare to give up your son to Hashem. Hashem asks for your only son. You prepare to give it to him. 100 years you dove and you waited for a son. I don't just worry about the Gashmis, you know, got someone to Google what you're talking about. This is Klal Yisrael, this is building Olam Haba. This is Nitzchis. And Hashem says, I'm not going to kill him anyway. It's like giving up your last cigarette. If you're not a smoker, maybe you don't understand. But any smoker, I understand. That's a Kedus Yitzchak. Every Jew has a Kedus Yitzchak bag on his life all the time. There's some people that have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning to daven. There's some places don't worry about it, yeah, but some people have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, right? So what's the choice? Stay in bed or go daven? That's not a Kedus Yitzchak. You shech yourself. That's a Kedus Yitzchak. What's hard? Do you have your last cigarette or to get out of bed in the morning? So everyone's got his own personal Kedus Yitzchak. But that's a Kedus Yitzchak. Which we'll deal with, we'll get to, we'll deal with the crisis. I'm just mentioning these things because some of us are doing this for the second time. So those that are doing it for the second time, you're going to get there, you know, but see it yet, because when the first time we didn't see it yet. So this is mamash akedus yitzchak. Every time he doesn't smoke, he's giving a cigarette to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He today is involved in bringing people back to Torah. I just thought of a good one. What happens if you're lying in bed in the middle of the morning, not in the middle of the morning, beginning of the morning, time for Shai, Hashem comes to you and says, Mamash needs to lie down, please can I use your bed? What would you do?
Lie on the floor.
Nah. Once you're up, you're up. No. You're going to have to respond quickly there, hey, no? I don't want to destroy anybody's sleep, but that's an interesting thing when you wake up in the morning to think about. Like, I'm lying here, and maybe what if it's Hashem wanted to use the space now? Would I get out the way for him?
Yeah,
Hashem didn't want the cigarette either, he just doesn't want you smoking on Shabbos. So
Hashem wants you out of bed.
Hashem
wants.
He doesn't want you out of bed. No, he just wants to lie down. He's tired, so he just wants to lie down. So can you please get up? So like, you've been lying down the whole night, sir. Yeah. I've been up the whole night, you know. Shalom Israel, you know. Made lo yonum v'lo yishon. So he's been up the whole night. He's tired. He wants to lie down.
It's a trick for the Yitzhak.
I'm just trying to destroy your sleep in the morning, that's all. At least if you're lying in bed in the morning, you shouldn't be enjoying yourself. So now just think, Hashem needs a space and you don't prepare to go.
Yeah.
Have a cigarette in bed.
Yeah.
On Shabbos. Oi.
If you don't determine it.
You can see nobody knows what I'm talking about here. I'm hard getting out of bed. The places, people tell me the places where people have a hard time getting out of push-up. I've never seen such a thing. Gamba no meinu shulanu lo inu chayim betoichi nuna pshuta v'tvim v'divre chazal. Oh, so lo lua inu chayim. In our world as well, if we were to live with simple imuna pshuta, whatever simple imuna is, v'tvim wholesome imuna v'divre chazal, if you much easier for us to stand up to the nisoinus and the enticements, the seductions of the Yetzirah. In my union, my meaning by Muna Shleina, ki anu noisim lakosh bochus ki matoyu wa mitzvah shelanu. If we really, really can internalize and really come to appreciate that we give to our Kodesh Baruch Hu our ki matoyu wa mitzvahs, and you come to understand properly that no one else can give this to Kosh Bochu except me, and if I don't give it to him, he's not going to have it ever. Comes out that he needs us, so to speak. With thoughts like this, we would be completely different people. We'd look very different. We get up in the morning to daven because you've got to daven shachris, or you need something, a Santa Claus relationship. Yeah, you need something, so you get up to hang your stocking up on the stender, so with the little quest, you know? So that's one way of that's not bad. You realize that you need something and you can't get it anywhere else. This is the only store that sells this product. Person needs help, so when you go, you got to Hashem. Okay, that's not a bad level. That's a really high level. Yeah. Or you go because you have a chiv, and if you don't go, you're not fulfilling your chiv, and you're Lama Ba's going to look a bit schwach or whatever, or because whatever, you want to do the right thing, you know. Or no, I'm doing this because it's a chesed. It's a chesed. Hashem loves me, and I love Hashem, and Hashem wants me to do this, and it gives him enormous something, whatever it is that I'm giving by doing it, so I do it. I gave Hashem a shachris today. I didn't really want to daven today. I didn't really need anything. There's nothing on the center list. Nothing that I can't get anywhere else. I mean, the things I need, I could always go. I don't need them from Hashem. I could always get them somewhere else. You know, so I've got enough money in the pocket. I've got enough cigarettes. If anybody asks me, I can always give them one. Whatever. I'm learning good. Things are going well. What's the problem? So I don't need Hashem this morning. Okay. And Yerushalayim is not so strong, so one doesn't, so one put it, so I have place, I'll make a book, whatever it is that you're supposed to do. So it's not so easy to get these things done. There's another way of doing that. You love someone, you care about them. You have somebody that you really love, you really care about in town. So you get up early and you go and you make a welcoming sign for them and you visit. You give them, yes, that's a different approach to life. The world looks different afterwards. What's the problem? You don't believe this. That was Noach Tzaddik. That was Noach's problem. He also didn't believe this. So we all Noach Tzaddiks. Tzaddik. Noach Tzaddik. Yeah? That's what we came to the conclusion last time.
Why are we Noach?
We're Noach Tzaddiks.
Why?
We don't believe this Chazal, because we're supposed to be able to believe this, but we don't believe this Chazal. We don't believe that we're giving Hashem anything. We just believe that we're here to do a job. Hashem created the world. There's a job of work to be done. It's called Tarek Mitzvahs. Get on with it. Why? Because Hashem said so. It's for your good. Do it. And you do it. We do it. I'm not saying anyone's not doing it. But the life's not the same life. What we're talking about now is we're not doing it because Hashem said you've got to do it. You're doing it because you love Hashem and you want Him to get what He needs, what He wants, Kaviyachol. He wants to give you Himself and you're preventing it. So you do it in order to enable Him to get His own way. That's Avraham Avinu's. He said, Chesed in Boire. Noach said, how can you do Chesed for Hashem? What are you talking about? Hashem doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. So how can you do anything for Him? Avraham said, yeah, he needs you to fulfill the purpose of creation. Because without you, he can't give, and all he wants to do is give. Have you ever had that experience where you want to give something to somebody and they're not prepared to take? Yeah? An icky feeling, eh? You ever had the roses thrown back in your face? No, you haven't been around long enough. Mm-hmm. You buy someone a present or whatever, you went to a lot of trouble, you looked for it, whatever, and you come home and you get a rolling pin over your head. You know? I don't want these things. You're trying to give, and then the person's turning their back on you. See, that's Hashem. He's trying to give us, and we say, I don't want. Keep your chef of brocha. What's wrong?
He wants some
lunch. Moshe Feinstein once, Moshe never took gifts. So in the promise, Yechiel. He never took gifts, never took anything. Once an old bobber came in, she's made him a jersey, I think, and she gave it to him, and he took it with such thank you so much, and he took away, and the family was shocked. 70 years, they'd never seen Rav Moshe take anything from anybody. So they said to him, what, you changed, like you're suddenly taking presents? He said, I never took anything. I just gave this bobber the knowledge, the simcha, that she made a jersey for the God Lador. She didn't say God Lador. She did not tell her friends that she gave him Moshe Feinstein a jersey. Do you know how much simcha is for her in that? I didn't take nothing. I didn't take anything. You go visit your old bobber, right? You go visit your bobber, whatever, yeah? So you have a shawarma on the way there. But you get in there and you forget, you know, bobber knew you were coming, so she's been cooking for the last 3 weeks, yeah? For a sheva brochas for 30 people, and you're the only one that came. So why do you eat? Do you say, no, I'm full, I had a shawarma, thank you. What are you talking about? She'll have a heart attack, God forbid. You eat! Why are you eating? Because you're hungry. What are you talking about? And you don't just eat, you enjoy it. Why? Because you're giving on, you're giving somebody nachas. That's a shame.
That's when Rav Dessler says that, and there's giving and taking in the world, but there's also the kind of taker that takes in order to give.
Correct!
I think we're saying slightly differently, but that's what we're saying, like, he took in order to give. He gave to her that knowledge.
Correct! He took! It looked like he was taking, he wasn't taking anything. He needs a sweater. But Moshe was short of it. He needed nothing, he didn't need the jersey. So what did he do? If I say no, I don't want your jersey, an old woman is going to say, well, Moshe wouldn't take my offering, he wouldn't take my jersey. I took a jersey, she's going to go, I want knitted a sweater for Moshe Feinstein. Ah! She gave. Yeah.
Well, that was half a time, she didn't give him one.
Okay. He didn't feel, I don't know who ever tried to give him anything. I don't know. It's it takes a little bit of thinking, this, because it's not what we've been accustomed to thinking. Because it's true, Hashem doesn't need us, and we can't give anything to Hashem because He's infinite and He's lo chasak klum. He is, that's right. It's just He created the world in such a way that He makes us receiving dependent on us, which means really that His giving is dependent on us, not that He needs us. God forbid, He could have created the world differently if He wanted. He could have created a world that doesn't have bread of shame, correct? We don't discuss those questions about why He created the world with bread of shame. We take the world the way we find it. This is why He created the world post Maaseh Bereishis, after Bereishis Bara, as you know, after the base. We're not allowed to reverse up into the Aleph. You can't relate to Hashem at that level. Hashem could have created the world. Hashem could have created the world in such a way that you don't have to earn the good, and He could have given you the good. He could have created a world in which receiving good is not good. He could have done whatever He wanted. You're out. We can't discuss that. We don't have the ability to go in there. But he's at the top. Where's your supper? All right. Okay. Can't get good help anyway. All right. Okay. Wednesdays we have to set an alarm clock here. And okay. Sorry. I have to go.